This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 14. Practicing empathy. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 23. Do not spread false reports. Do not help a guilty person by being a malicious witness. Do not follow the crowd in doing wrong. When you give testimony in a lawsuit, do not pervert justice by siding with the crowd, and do not show favoritism to a poor person in a lawsuit. If you come across your enemy's ox or a donkey wandering off, be sure to return it. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen down under its load, do not leave it there. Be sure you help them with it. Do not deny justice to your poor people in their lawsuits. Have nothing to do with a false charge, and do not put an innocent or honest person to death, for I will not acquit the guilty. Do not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and twists the words of the innocent. Do not oppress a foreigner. You yourselves know how it feels to be foreigners, because you were foreigners in Egypt. When we first moved overseas, everything was different for us. Language, food, roads, social rules. It was humbling to need help from others to do something as simple as paying for public parking. I won't forget the kind woman who helped us and kept smiling and talking in Italian, though we couldn't understand a word. Her smile and dedication to help were a great gift. Though our situation is much different from that of Israel and Egypt, I know the feeling of being a foreigner in need of help. God reminded Israel to remember their history of being vulnerable so that they could understand how strangers might feel in their midst. Consider how refugees driven from their homeland or immigrants who have left their home might feel in a strange place. God commanded his people not to oppress a foreigner or visitor or stranger for the simple reason that oppression hurts deeply. God's people were to have empathy for others who came from a foreign land and needed help and hospitality, not opposition or oppression. People who don't have the power of wealth and social status are to be protected by the law and supported by those who are in positions of power and influence. Tempting as it may be to follow the crowd, our identity as God's people demands that grace be our guide. Pray with me. Lord God, we quickly forget what it's like to be dependent. As we remember the grace we have received in Christ, make us generous to care for others, knowing you have been generous to us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.